I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, and I'm delighted to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Thank you for listening to Mars Hill Radio, where there is hope in the journey. I'm so glad you are listening today. Today's scripture will be Psalm chapter 1. Let us ponder verses 1 through 3 first. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we just give you the praise and the glory for your written word. Help us apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible teaches that all scripture reveals godly wisdom for training in righteousness through the knowledge it shares. The one who by faith takes the time to study and meditate upon the principles it teaches, they will gain biblical insight with the understanding of how to apply these godly principles to their lives. Verse 1 talks about the way of sinners. The wisdom within this verse declares the principle that there are two ways to live one's life: by following the way of sinners, those who reject God, or by following the way of the righteous, those who have faith in God. The way of the righteous is marked by God's promises of blessings and favor. The way of sinners is marked by God's judgment. Verse 3 shares God's promises to the one who by faith follows the way of righteousness. They will become sturdy in their faith, like a strong, firm, and steadfast tree planted by streams of water. They will be blessed with bearing fruit in season. They will not easily wither away, and there will be a positive result from their labor. The principle in this passage reveals words of insight for acquiring a prudent, disciplined life that accomplishes what is right, just, and fair, that provides proper guidance to the blessings and favor of God. Wow! Who wouldn't want that, right? Now let's take a moment and ponder verses 4 and 5 for those who reject God and His Word. The Bible says, "Not so the wicked," in verse 4. "They are like chaff that the wind blows away." Verse 5, "Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous." This passage teaches that they are already like this chaff, forced to follow every which way the direction the winds of our culture and falsehood blows. When all is said and done, they will not stand in the coming judgment of God. So the biblical truth to consider today here is this: righteousness is what's best for life. Righteousness comes from God and is received when one places their trusting faith in Jesus and His blood shed upon that cross. It is my prayer that all of us listening today will choose by faith to accept this psalm and adapt their lives to the godly principles it teaches. And if you haven't already received Jesus, the true Messiah, to be your Lord and Savior, I pray that you soon will. The Bible promises to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gives the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Are you truly born of God? It is my prayer that you are. And if you're not sure, look me up. My contact information is on the Mars Hill website. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day. May God bless you to be strong, firm, and steadfast in your faith in 2024. God bless you.